Thank you to Pelgrane Press for granting permission to use the Swords of the Serpentine setting and the Eversync name for this actual play. And welcome to Blades of Eversync, our story-heavy, rules-light, gumshoe actual play. And now, your GM, Wes Otis.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Blades of Eversync. This is episode 6. We have some players. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, everyone. I'm Saint, and I will be playing Ilaria Udinese.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I am playing Jaya, also sister to Apgar.
I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Harold Sorin.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Apgar called the Raven. And that's the name, the whole name. Please use it.
At the end of the last game, you guys had fought your way through these hollowed out priests in the market square. You then got in touch with one of Jaya's Triskaidane connection to figure out where a particular member was living. You snuck into his spire and stole one of the vault keys. Apgar did really well doing this somersault through a room full of sleeping swans.
As is expected.
As is expected. And then escaped without waking anyone. Had that not worked, it would have been pretty bad. So you guys now have 2 keys out of the 3 needed. You sent out a rumor that Ilaria, your young sorceress, has the keys and wants to trade them for information or for money, whatever you guys decided to kind of put out there. Her family has been looking for her. You found out that her father has passed away, and suddenly they want to try to bring her back into the fold. But it becomes very clear that Gio, her brother, is really interested in her still changing. She has to be someone else, which is always a theme with a lot of families. She has to be someone else in order to fit in. But they're willing to take her back as long as she's willing to do that. This caused a great deal of anger. And she let loose with a huge blast across the small island that you're all hiding on, waiting to jump out. There's 4 pigmen, there's her brother, and then there's a stereotypical sorcerer. He's got a pointy hat with stars all over it and robes with stars all over it. He is nowhere near as fashion conscious as Apgar. So we left with Ilaria letting out this huge blast of magical energy and corruption. So that's where we're starting out. I forgot what your roll was, like an 11, right? Or 10.
It was 10. I think it's 10.
It was 10. So you let out this huge blast, and there's a few shrubs and a couple of trees that are kind of smallish, and it's like razor salt water comes from your body out and just slices through the pigmen and through your brother and through this wizard. And they just slowly start to come apart, and their torso falls off from their legs, and then they just fall down.
Oh my god.
And it's very quiet all of a sudden.
Glad I was crouching.
Yeah. And your spirit says,
damn.
That was more than I was expecting. So let's find out what happened to your other friends, because you're out in the open. You don't see where they're at. You spent 4, how many corruptions? I believe you spent 4.
3. I'd spent 3. I'd already used one earlier, yes.
Okay, so you spent 3 corruption to make this go boom, and there's side effects to this.
Turns into a praying mantis.
because this was such a big thing and you put so much power into it, I am going to say that you're externalizing your power. So unfortunately, it's just automatic because it was an explosion out. So you can't take this on to yourself this time because you're affecting everybody on there.
Okay.
As for the rest of you, I will say that you were crouching when this explosion happened. And Apgar, you noticed that just the very top back part of your hair has been sheared, and you're going to have to get your hair cut redone.
Oh. Gloria.
You got to get the fade back in. It's all fucked up.
I don't care about the people. Look what you did to my hair.
Okay, so everybody needs to make a morale check of 3, and she spent 3 points, so you have to beat a 6.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we put anything into this to make this?
No, it's a straight out roll.
Oh, boy. Let's see how this one goes. Oh, damn it.
Rolled a 5, and I have a grit of 1.
I rolled a 5, and I have a grit of 1.
Excellent.
I rolled a 4, and I have a grit of 0.
So if you failed, if you rolled a 5 or less, which I think Michelle's the only one, you take a morale hit of 4. And what that entails is you have a momentary loss of faith. You see this great amount of power and corruption comes out, and you realize that Denari is not the only god. You knew this before, but you've never seen the power of another god come through like this. You feel overwhelmed in sadness in realizing that Denari is so fragile when it comes to corruption. So fragile that this particular inlet that you're on is starting to sink back into the swamp.
Oh my god.
What do you guys want to do?
Am I still conscious?
Yeah, you're conscious. You're probably breathing pretty heavily and realizing you just vivisected your brother.
Oh boy.
Well, eyes on the prize. Yeah. Gotta use that skullduggery to see which piece of someone had the key on them.
Or any other clues or maps.
Okay, so you search the bodies in classic D&D terms, and
I like to think that I use like a random like corner of cloth that had gotten sheared off, as and I'm just like sifting like don't touch any of the gore.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So you're gingerly using his hat. You, like, put your hand in his hat and you use the top of the point to pick stuff up.
Like a poop bag? Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly like when you're cleaning up after your dog.
And you find the key. It was in his pocket, but it's broken in two. It has been sliced in two.
Oh, my God.
That's how powerful the blast was from.
Well, I take those two pieces and I put the hat over them like you do with the poop bag. And I guess if there's any, you know what, whatever, let's just go. Let's go. Yeah.
If you want, now, I will say this. The brother was a noble, and he has a pretty sizable sack of coins on him. It's up to you if you want to take those or if you just want to leave quickly. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to say Alari is in a kind of catatonic state now. It's like slowly dawning on her. I killed Gio.
Yeah, you straight up murdered him. I mean, that was impressive. I've never seen that. Was you lost your cool and he lost his stomach.
I didn't know I could do something like that.
Neither did I. I mean, that was quite impressive. Do it again.
If I could punch the spirit, I would. Shit. No, this is serious. Serious moment. Is there a forgotten... I want to use forgotten lore to see if there's a clue in this power that I've unleashed related to the key. Anything there to glean?
Yeah, you know that you are going to have to use your own power to put this key back together because you used your power to slice it in half. And you are going to have to take a certain amount of corruption to do it. Not much, but it is going to hurt you.
Yes, I accept this information as I've gleaned it. I want to share that with them. Like, there's more to this. I will have to do it again. Let's make sure we got cover next time.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, give us a heads up, okay? Just
So all of you now know if Ilaria loses her temper and lets the magic fly, there's a good chance that her blast is going to level everything. The water is bubbling up, so you guys get back in your boat and start making your way across.
I am going to take that bag of shinies because I feel like we're going to need it one way or another.
I also wanted to know if, like, my own brother had an artifact or something, a note that related to me. We both search his body, see if there's anything for me.
He's got your grandfather's necklace. Your grandfather was always very nice to you. He actually passed before all of this stuff with the spirit happened, so you have fond memories about him. And you feel like it's a calming trinket almost. Like you touch it and you feel a connection to your family.
I'll take that solemnly.
All right. So you guys get in the boat. To fuse these two pieces of the key back together, you need to beat a 4. And you need to spend one thing of corruption. And it'll be internalized. So go ahead and...
Fell on my seat, but I got a 5.
Okay, cool. So you're internalizing this, so you're going to have to make a health check. Well, against your health, you want to beat a 4.
I got exactly 4.
Okay, you're okay. You don't take any damage or anything. So you guys make it back to the Tangle. There are people on the docks that you avoid because you see people lining up. The blast made it all the way out to a small rowboat. Luckily, everybody was low, but their hats have been cut off because they had those, you know, cool European Renaissance hats that were a little tall, the cone hats, and they got cut. So you guys make it back. It's nighttime. Apgar and Jaya, you can feel that you're being watched. What do you guys want to do?
You feel it, Jaya?
Yeah. Even odds it's Darius or more nobility than just Geo knew about this.
I was going to see, yep, I was going to flip a coin to say Darius, but good point about the nobility, who are not my greatest fans.
Nope.
No.
But I didn't kill Geo, so that's not on me.
No. Nope. That's totes not us this time.
Nope.
Ilaria just grunts.
You're fine, Ilaria. You're fine.
To be fair, after all is said and done, Geo is beside himself over what happened.
Shall we... I'm trying to think. What can we do to draw out whoever is watching us? I mean, should we make our way towards this vault, since that is the focus of all of this stuff, and it seems like everyone wants to go there anyway.
And we have all 3 keys.
We have all 3 keys.
True.
Seems like a good way to find out who's following us.
True. I could taunt them out.
You could also do that.
All right. So is that what you'd like to do, Jaya?
Yeah, I don't want people following us all the way to the vault and all of this business. Like, cowards need to know that their cowardly tactics are annoying.
Yes, shadowing people is very cowardly, that you would never do that, ever.
Getting caught shadowing someone is cowardly. I would never get caught doing that.
Okay, so how are you going to taunt this person out?
Come out, whoever you are. No one likes a bad shadow. The light's not even right for it. Now is the time. Do you want to play?
Out of the darkness comes Ilaria's wizened mother.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
You? What are you doing here?
Geo said he was going to try to speak with you about meeting with us after your father had passed. Where is he?
Just pure silence for a moment.
Okay.
You're like, why did you send him after me all these years?
I didn't send him after you. He convinced me that we should reach out to you and see if you were more willing to see reason and join up with us again and be part of the family. There's a wonderful boy we know that we'd like you to wed. It would be good for the family, and it'd be good for you. You wouldn't have to live like this anymore.
Your family's gold, I swear.
It's absurd. This is absurd. And she knows it. You want me, after all this time, to be chattel for you?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
After rejecting, incredible. Like, I killed Gio. Do you still want me now?
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
You, what? Why would you... why would you kill your own brother? Why would you ever do something like that?
Admittedly, I wasn't trying to do it, but what's done is done. I don't think there's a conversation to be had here.
There isn't. I can't believe you took my son. And she starts to cry, and then she quickly leaves.
No shit.
So what are you going to do as she starts to run down this alleyway?
Do I chase after a woman who gave me up and wants to give me away for more money?
You know, if you don't take her out now, she's gonna tell somebody, and then you're gonna be in trouble. I'm just saying, if you act right now, I mean, you already killed your brother. What's your mom? I mean, come on.
I don't think this is the path I prepared for.
Sure, it got a little dark, but I mean, we're together, aren't we?
Oh my God. Okay, this is.
Your spirit is the worst.
Mm-hmm. My spirit is very bad. I'm realizing do I have anyone? There's like that kind of stormy power coming up again because this is a panic moment.
Why don't you make a morale roll? I'm going to say you're going to want to beat a 4 to be able to maintain your calm in this situation.
That's fair.
Okay. So you have a morale of 4 and a grit of 1. Add the grit to your morale roll.
All right, let's see what happens. Oh, shit. So I got a 1. To be fair, I think this is very realistic.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I accept this. 1 is 2.
Her tears upset you a great deal, and you have a reaction that is not good. You send out a bolt with no corruption. Her health is a 3, so you are going to make a straight up roll. This is just a reactionary thing, so you're not putting any points in it. It's just the die roll. So it's a 50-50 chance that you're going to hit your mom in the back out of anger. If you hit her, she dies. Literally. She can take 1 wound and then she's gone.
Oh my God. I got a 6.
Okay. So you...
Is that bad or good?
That's bad. So you send out this bolt, fell your mom in the alleyway. And this has become very Shakespearean all of a sudden.
Oh my God.
Wow.
The rest of you realize that you need to get out of there now. There's already people walking around the thing, and she just got rid of her second family member, making her the head of the family because there was only her brother and her mom left. So you need to get out of there right now.
Okay, let's... Well, am I in any shape to do anything? I shouldn't be leaving.
No,
should
no.
I?
No.
Just, oh my God.
I grab Ilaria's wrist and just start pulling her with us. We gotta go.
Yep, exactly. We gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you guys run and you're pulling Ilaria with you because of just all the emotional anguish that goes along with the realization that your family didn't change, and you were really hoping that maybe someday they could have, but it was obvious after 10 years they hadn't, and all of those different emotions kind of fill you up and block out what your spirit's able to say. It's a muffled voice behind a curtain almost. You're kind of in your own head until you guys are in the temple district again. Now, here's the question. Do you guys want to split up and go to sleep for the night, or do you want to go straight to the vault?
I think we should go straight to the vault before people find all these bodies.
One, yes. And also before Ilaria kills literally everyone. We should get to the vault.
It might be a ticking time bomb now.
Yes.
It's possible. It just,
yep, totally
I mean,
possible.
You know, but we've literally left a trail of dead bodies and parts.
Yep.
But if you think about it in the vein of Conan, you're doing well. I mean, well, true. If we're going for a vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't say they didn't deserve it.
No, not at all.
But I definitely don't want to suffer any of the consequences for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys head over. Now, the vault is underneath this huge church, the biggest church in the city. There are always people around. This is going to be a sneaky McSneakinson sneak off. You're going to have to figure out how to get in, how to get down to the vault, all of those things. So why don't you talk amongst yourselves as you plan? You guys are, let's say you're at a small outdoor cafe kind of thing, like where you're getting little espressos and trying to get ready for your next attack as people are walking around. So go ahead and talk amongst yourselves and figure out what you guys want to do.
No one's going to forget this Thanksgiving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No.
Not appreciated.
Hey, look, Alaria, they were all bad people, so it's all good.
I mean, they had werebores.
Yeah, there were werebores and that creepy wizard dude. Your brother had some really, really terrible friends. And so that's fine. And your mother, I don't know about that. But, you know, either way.
She only wanted you back to marry you off.
Yeah, so, you know, you're doing fine. Jaya, Sneaky McSneakerson, do you think you can sneak the four of us into this place?
Definitely. This is going to be fun.
Above game. Would I need to sneak in? It's a church. What I'm thinking is I go in the front door and open one of the back doors for you guys.
I mean, possibly cause a distraction of some sort?
Yeah, how many guards / watchmen?
This place is always humming, so it's as many as I can throw at you.
Got it.
All right.
Makes sense.
Well, the fun part about this could be that you go in and it's not like we don't have a pile of dead bodies in our wake. And if you say that you like there's more of the hollowed or the people who killed all those priests, you know where they are, and kind of distract the guards enough for us to sneak in, and then you should be able to break away in the confusion.
I think that'll work.
Yeah, I like it.
What are your investigation skills, Soren?
Liars tell, servility, trustworthy, felonious intent, laws and traditions, spirit sight, and vigilance.
Okay, so I'm going to say that you are pretty sure that if there were so many of these hollowed priests in the market square, there are probably more posing as priests in the actual church. And so if something was to happen, there would be a lot of them swarming all over the place, and that could be a problem real fast. So that's the clue that you know from this.
Or it's a problem for the guards. If we set off the hollowed that are inside and use the confusion to sneak in.
Do we know how to control the hollowed?
Well, you know that they're easily felled. If you hit them with a knife, they seem to, for some reason, just die. Maybe it's because they don't have the force of will of their spirit with them. Controlling-wise, they seem to be just chaotic, very chaotic. So it's hard to get them to go one way or another. But it could be done. I mean, if you figured out some way to draw them into a certain area.
Last time, you know, when I just approached one, knowing what it was, it attacked me. And the other ones followed suit.
You were using spirit sight, and it sensed that.
Right. And I'm wondering if I sick one of the guards on them, they'll start attacking the guards.
It's worth a try.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys going to work this all out? What's the process that you guys want to do? Do you want to start with sending in Soren?
I think that we should position ourselves like near the entrance we want to get into, like out of sight, but nearby. So when you get in, as soon as you flip that switch, we're all ready to come in. And then figure out a meeting place so you can join us as soon as possible.
Like, is there a door to the vault or like to the lower stairway? We could all sort of make our way there once we're inside.
This is a huge building that's pretty old. So there are a lot of entrance ways into the catacombs below.
Yeah, we send Soren in. Soren makes a distraction. We all slip in and we all head down into the catacombs.
Sounds good.
And we'll designate like a place to meet up. Like, we'll all take the same stairway down, if there are that many.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Precise one.
And that way Soren's not just all on his lonesome.
Yeah, the one closest to the entrance where you're coming in.
Mm-hmm. Right. The back, like near the rectory. So you go in the front door. It's pretty late at this point, but there's already talk. You hear hushed conversations of corruption that have hurt the city and caused one of Denari's small islands to go underneath the waves. And there's a fear that all of these different sorcerer invasions into the city could be really damaging Denari and the city itself. So there's that talk. They're looking for a particular young woman who seems to be covered in almost rags, fishing nets, and different things you'd find in the tangle. She smells of salt water, and she's been seen throughout the city causing mayhem. And the general belief is that this person is at fault for this uptick in the use of sorcery throughout the city. These rumors had started before what happened with the island, and the island kind of cemented it. The upper echelons of the priesthood are very in tune with Denari's well-being. And so when corruption is used, it's like a knife into the goddess, and they know it. Soren, what are you doing as you walk in? This is not usually the church you are accustomed to being in. It's much bigger. It is Gothic, you know, medieval kind of church with these really high stained glass windows and high vaulted ceilings.
I take a moment to go just kind of pray to Denari just for a second and put some gold in the plate. As I'm finishing my prayer, I pretend like I'm still praying, but I use my spirit sight to see if there are any of the hallowed in here.
About 2/3 of the people that are in here are hallowed. There's a lot of them. You also notice once you look at them, all the people who have spirits are actually doing things like praying or talking to parishioners who have come in looking for guidance on how to get a loan or whatever, whatever capitalist priests do. And the hollow just seem to be there. They're not doing much. They're kind of milling about. And there are guards. Most of them are inquisitioners, which you didn't expect. I can't not make that joke. What do you want to do? You know your friends are at the back door waiting.
I go to one of the guards and I point out one of the hollowed.
What about him?
And I say, there's sorcery afoot.
But that's Father McNibbus.
No, look.
He can't be a sorcerer.
I say, but look. I didn't say he was a sorcerer.
Okay.
I want you to observe.
I've seen Father McNibbus before, but I guess I'll observe.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to explain this, but maybe you should just go. He's not doing anything. Isn't that weird to you?
He is 93.
Oh, my God.
Well, what about the guy next to him?
At this point, you need to make a roll, because this guy is a little dense. He's a night watchman.
I hate dense guards.
So if you want to spend a charm, you don't have to roll. He'll just do what you ask him to do.
I don't have charm.
What do you have?
I have trustworthy.
Okay, so if you want to spend trustworthy, he'll make his way over.
Okay, so I spend my trustworthy.
So he goes over to Father McNibbus, and he starts to talk to him. And at some point, he turns and points to you. And once he does that, Father McNibbus's soulless husk leaps forward and bites into his neck like a very hungry vampire. And they go careening down to the floor, and suddenly all of these things start just going totally nuts, ripping into priest. What do you want to do?
Okay, well, I'm using the chaos to slip out. And as I'm running down the hallway, I'm like, something's happening in the sanctuary, you know, to any guards that I see so that they'll go running the other way.
Okay. So you can totally do that, and with no roll, and you make it to the back stairs next to where the door is, and you let your friends in. You guys hear this horrible sound of fighting, screaming, people freaking out, and you make your way down the stairs as all the chaos is going on.
And we shut the door to the stairs and bar it from the inside.
So you make your way down. You traverse all of these different areas. You have a general vicinity. I think I need a roll, though, to kind of find your way. Unless you have, somebody's got to have, I think there's a city secret somewhere. Jaya?
Yep, I have it. I have it.
Would you like to spend a point to know exactly where to go?
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
Okay, so you're going to spend that point.
I've always wanted to be down here, so I may have planned this heist several times to help me through the long, lonely nights after Darius left me.
So you make your way through, and you know this place well. You've scouted it out before. You've snuck in here a few times. This is actually where you stole the statue that Darius stole from you. So you know this place pretty well. You guys come to this large stone chamber. It's basically a circular stone chamber with a door on the far side to the vault. Standing in front of the vault is a very well-dressed man with a huge staff and about 35 swans awake, standing at attention in the main area of this place. Let's do like a kind of a luck thing. Jaya, roll a six-sided. 1, 2, 3, the swans know you're there.
5. They don't call me Sneaky McSneakerson for nothing.
You stop everybody before you come out of the darkness, and you see all these swans milling about, and this really well-dressed sorcerer standing in front of the vault door. Obviously, once he woke and found that his key was missing, he knew exactly where you guys would show up at some point, and has been waiting with his flotilla of swans.
His flotilla.
Oh. I knew I should have set that place on fire.
Man, I have all these preparedness points, but I'm not sure.
If you spend your preparedness points, you can say, hey, I was really prepared and I brought X item or whatever that you really needed in a pinch.
Because, like, yeah, I figure sorcery is not so safe right now. And I don't have any other really strong skills besides preparedness. And sway, which I spent earlier.
Are you sure about the sorcery?
Yes. None of us want to be buried alive in this vault.
Well, remember, the explosion that you had was from the trauma of your family. You're in control again. I mean, of course, you're going to be processing that stuff, but that was a specific thing for that very minute. You can use your sorcery. You have control over it. It's just when your family was involved, you lost that control. So you can still use sorcery.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Good way, seems like a good way to take care of a lot of swans.
Yeah, I do have an animal sphere as well.
Can we have friend swans like we have friend leeches?
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I don't know enough about swans to make any cool references, though. But yeah, perhaps I can whisper.
They're assholes.
Yeah, I know that they can imprint very strongly, but do we want swans following us for the rest of the journey?
That sounds like a future us problem.
Okay, like I can try to sway the swan's imprint so that they can just suddenly be non-imprinted to the sorcerer. So perhaps they'll just become chaotic.
You're definitely going to have to spend some corruption to do that. And you're going to have to beat a 6. Apgar, where are you standing right now?
Other side of the hall, away from Ilaria.
All right. In your ear, you hear, like, right next to you, what took you so long to get here? I've been waiting this entire time.
Oh, God damn it.
Darius's dulcet tones ring out very slightly into your ear. He goes, how you doing?
I would very much like to elbow Darius in the throat.
Good luck with that. Go for it.
Okay. We're going to call this warfare. I'm going to put 3 points of warfare into it. I really want to hurt Darius. 1 point of ridiculous luck. Should it go well? And it did. That's a 9.
Nice. So you throat punch Darius. Sounds really bad, but, yep. You know.
Yep.
Deserves it. Deserves it.
Totally deserves it.
He starts to choke and cough loudly, and all of the swans suddenly turn towards the darkened area that you guys are hiding in. This is the time that the spell either works or it doesn't. As Tarius coughs.
Okay, gonna roll.
It's all on you, Alaria.
Wait, how many points am I putting into this, I should say?
How many points are you putting into this?
Okay, so I spent that 5 earlier. So I got 5 left. Oh, God, I don't know how many battles are in the future, but...
Yeah, you still have to deal with the sorcerer, not just the swan, so...
Okay. 2. I'm going to add 2 points.
So 2 sorcery points, and then how many corruption points?
Oh, I only have 1 left.
Of corruption?
Yeah.
Ooh. So you're going to spend 1 corruption point and hope this goes well.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm feeling real-world stress. What is happening? Okay. I'm getting really into it. All right, rolling. Oh, my God. Okay. It hit 4.
So you put in 2, so that's 6. So the swans are about to come towards you quickly, and they don't. They just kind of calm down, and their heads are looking back and forth gracefully. What do you want to tell them to do?
Since it's a 6, it can't be too amazing, right? It has to be kind of middling because I just hit it or just tied.
You are successful, so I'm going to let you do what you need to do. What do you want these things to do for you?
Just be like, hey, that guy's been keeping you trapped down here. He's your jailer. So we're here to free you. It's like a revolution, swan revolution. Just confuse them and make them, he's bad, we good. He's bad.
Viva la swan.
Viva la swan. They all swing around really quickly. The sorcerer looks completely taken off guard because he wasn't aware of your location till Darius took a elbow in the throat. And he raises up his staff as quickly as possible and tries to fire off a blast before they can do anything. He is able to get rid of 4 of them up in front before they just pile on top of him. He's got these huge swan bodies throwing themselves at them. Who do you want to pick to go next, Alaria?
Let me go with... Did Apgar's elbow count, or...?
I'm going to say yes.
It did. Okay. Yeah. Then let me go with Soren.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to get the sorcerer, whatever he is. And, yeah, I want to try and use my sticks to sweep his feet so he falls and then hit him hard. And I'm going to use 3 warfare for that.
Okay. So you and your coolness factor with all your different coats and belts slide your way through the onslaught of swan.
I'm glad I used 3 warfare because I rolled a 1. So 4.
So you smack him in the back of the leg. It's not enough to send him to the ground. He's still up.
Okay, but I can still come in for a second hit?
No, you got the 1 hit, but he's definitely aware now that he's in trouble. Who do you pick to go next? It's got to be Pooja or me.
Yeah, Jaya.
Okay, I am going to use... I am going to look over at what that noise was and just really roll my eyes. of course it's you.
Yeah.
But I am going to use my stealth to get across Swanland over there and position myself flanking the sorcerer.
How many points are you going to use?
I'm going to use 3. I would like to finish what Soren has started here.
You need to beat a 4. Just don't roll a 1.
It's cool. I rolled a 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you make your way around. So it is my turn. Darius is taken aback that Apgar would do such a violent thing to him. And he reels back a little bit, and he looks like a dog that's been punished and gives you this look of, how could you? And he uses sway against you.
To resist that.
What's your morale?
My morale is 3.
Okay. So he does 6 and says, Apgar, why we care so much for one another? I only wanted to speak with you. Please, give me, do you have some water or anything? Basically, you take two morale.
Damn it. Because I really want to knock him out now.
He's using his sway for you to feel bad for him. And he wants you to comfort him as this whole fight thing is going on to the side.
There's no role that I can do to just knock him out and walk away from this.
You're not low on your morale. You only took a little bit. So when it's your turn, if you want to strike out at him to knock him out, you can.
I definitely would like to. I would like that noted now.
So I am going to pick you then, Jay, so that we can find out what happens with your little part of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
He's made you feel bad, but you realize that it's a distraction you don't have time for.
Exactly. So I am going to put 4 points into my warfare. I've only got 2 left, but this is worth it for me to punch and knock out Darius and take him off the board. I don't know what his involvement with this wizard is, and I no longer care.
Okay, so give me a roll and let me know what you get.
And that is a 7.
Wow.
Nice.
You beat his by 3. So Darius is not a mook, so he's a named character kind of thing. You hit him hard, and he stumbles back, and he's kind of coming to the realization that you are not happy with him. His charm is not going to work.
What was his first clue?
No.
Who do you pick to go next?
I pick Jaya to go next.
Okay, Jaya, you've worked your way around. What do you do?
Okay, I have. And so I am going to use my cane sword with a touch of skullduggery to basically like push the sorcerer. Like, I want to knock him down. I want to knock him the rest of the way down. Trip him directly into the biggest, most thickest portion of the rest of the swamps.
So give me a roll. You want to beat a 4?
Cool. So 1 of skullduggery, and I'm going to use 2 of warfare.
Okay, sounds good.
Which is perfect, because I rolled a 2.
All right, so you strike him.
Phew!
You don't do any damage, but you do knock him back, like you knock him down. So that throws him off his game.
Face first into a bunch of swats.
Who do you want to pick next?
I'm going
to
pick Soren.
Okay, so because he's being attacked by swans. You know, I'm just going to at least knock him out.
Okay, so just a warfare with your sticks. Do you want to spend any investigation points? Every investigation point that you add in, you get a +6 to your damage.
Okay, so wait, I'm using 2 warfare and then I guess vigilance.
And this is the time to use that.
Okay, I rolled a 2, so that's a 4.
And how many investigation points did you put in?
I spent 1 vigilance.
So roll 2d6.
I rolled an 8.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So you smack him hard. You break something. You hear bone crack. He is in a lot of trouble. Okay, Jay, you need to roll me a d6 for your damage.
Oh, right.
I forgot. So roll me a d6.
It's a 1.
Wonk, wonk, no. Wonk. All right. Well, yeah, he's still hurting. You've bloodied his nose pretty good, and you've made him reevaluate his life choices. All right. So that leaves me. I'm going to start with Darius, who's shaken off his shock of being hit. He whips out 2 blades. And he goes, I don't like hurting you. And then he proceeds to try to hurt you.
Oh.
So he got a 8. So he nails you twice. And you can tell he's being surgical. He's not hitting any place that is very vital, but he is slicing parts of you that he feels you don't need as much. Mm-hmm. He is using his ridiculous luck to try to take you out of the fight as quickly as possible. And you take 11 points.
Whoa. What?
He just flicks his knives. Darius is very good at what he does, and so you know that if you don't take care of him, knock him out of the fight, he'll knock you out of the fight. And he's not trying to kill you, though. He's done damage in a way, but at the same time, he's trying to either make you run away or make you unconscious. Okay, so you're hovering at 0 right now. The sorcerer, he's got all of these swans all around him. He's been knocked down on the ground, and he yells, enough! And lets out this big wave of power. He makes all of the swans kind of fly up out of the way. He kind of hits them away. Jaya and Soren, you're right next to him. So you also get hit by this. You both take 4 points. So you guys realize real quick that all of a sudden you're in your first hardcore fight. These guys are harder than most of the people that you've dealt with. So I am going to pick Jaya. So what do you want to do in response? You've been hit twice in one day.
I have been. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. In retaliation for that massive amount of damage that I really wasn't expecting and didn't like whatsoever, I am going to disappear. I'm going to use the swans as cover to disappear using my stealth. I want to use where to go.
Do some stealthy stealthness.
And I rolled a 5. So I am going to be sneaky, sneaky.
You disappear.
You just hear this kind of like affronted shriek that blends into the noise of the swans.
Right. Who do you pick to go next?
I'm going to pick Alaria to go next.
Cutting it weird.
So yeah, you're kind of in between both of these fights. Which one do you want to help with? You could tell by the strike that Apgar took that he's in trouble. But you also know his ego is quite immense.
It is.
You're not sure if you should get in the middle of that lover's quarrel, but it's up to you.
Yes, I definitely have a slight apprehension there. Also, I want to help, but I'm thinking, like, I don't know enough about Darius to do anything besides sorcery. I only have 3 points left.
Well, you could also go after the sorcerer that just blew up.
Yeah, I think I have to do that. I want to know if there's a way that I could have been slightly more prepared here, because I have so much preparedness points. Perhaps we have my talisman. Does my talisman have any other effects besides comfort?
You haven't had a chance to really look into your talisman that much. We could say that if you wanted to say spend half of your preparedness, that you picked up some what are called swamp bombs. They're potions that have been made in these little glasses that you can throw at people that cause them to take damage and pass out.
Okay.
So if you want to spend your 4 points on that, you can pull those out.
I have athletics.
We'll do athletics for throwing.
Yeah.
So go ahead and then tell me how many points you want. Now, if you miss, you might hit one of your friends.
Oh, shit.
Because they're right in the middle.
Oh, my God. How's my throwing arm?
How many athletics points do you want to put in it is the question.
Gosh, I only have 3, but maybe it's worth putting all 3. Oh, wait. So I'm using both preparedness and athletics at the same time?
Well, you're using the preparedness to have the swamp bombs on you, and then you use athletics to throw them. So you're rolling against your throw.
Got it. All right. I've got 3.
Awesome. So you got 3 and you spent 3. All right. You throw this small glass bauble at this guy and it smacks him and it bursts open in his face. Roll a D6. And then how many preparedness did you?
I did 4. I landed on saving throw again, so 6.
All right. He's gasping for air and he's got shards of glass now lodged in his face as you smack him with this thing. Who do you pick to go next?
Okay. Let me... Oh, wait. Does it have to be Soren? Soren. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah. Soren or me.
Okay. So she threw the bomb in the wizard's face?
Yes. In the sorcerer's face. Yeah.
Okay. Did it knock him out?
No. He's still up, but he's in... You can tell he's in a bad way.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give him his last little hit here.
Are you going to spend any investigation points to add pain dice?
I mean, I guess vigilance.
How many points do you want to spend?
Just 1. And then warfare, I only have 3 left.
Go ahead and roll. You want to hit a 4.
I rolled a 4, and the 3 warfare I spent is a 7.
So now you're going to roll a 2d6 for damage.
That's an 11.
Nice.
Ooh. Okay, that's a lot. Tell me how you take him out of the fight.
While he's flailing his arms and choking a little bit, I just sort of hit him a few times with the sticks and knock him out. But then can I flip back to where I'm nearer to Apgar?
Sure.
Okay.
So you flip back, you take him out. The swans are kind of dazed and confused as they're walking around this chamber now because they got hit by that thing. And Darius puts up his hand, goes, look, let's not go any further. I don't want to hurt you, and I don't think you want to hurt me anymore. The sorcerer's down. Let's just have a conversation.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
He says that. He's put up his hands, and you go through and just punch him, okay?
I'm going to punch him in the face. I'm putting my last 2 points of warfare into that, and I'd like to burn 2 points of ridiculous luck.
Okay.
Because I really, really, really would like to hurt this person at this point. So that's a 6-4 on the dice plus the 2 points.
All right, so you hit him. He was not expecting that response to his olive branch. I'd roll 3d6.
So that's 11 points of damage.
You knock him out cold. He's on the floor. Shit. I'm assuming that you're not trying to kill him, but just knock him out.
Yep, that is good enough for me.
Okay, so he's out for the count, and you guys have this flock of swans and a big door that you can now open.
Wow.
At that point, I am going to appear out of the swan. And I'm going to look down and be like, it is about time, Apgar. And just sucker kick Darius right. Like, I have nothing but pride. Nothing but pride and anger and real sharp toes.
Yep.
You guys want to go and open this door, obviously, I would imagine. So as he's knocked out on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Should we search Darius to see if he brought, was he going to do anything else? Is there something on his person?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Does he have my statue on him?
Yes, he has your statue.
My shiny.
Take it back. Does he have any money on him?
No, he never carries a lot of money because it makes noise.
Damn it.
He's been following you guys this entire time. You just didn't notice him. He's just good.
The worst. It's the worst.
But he's really good in the sack, so it makes it hard sometimes to avoid him. How do you guys want to go? Like, so you take the statue back. Do you want to take his gear? He's got a set of really nice thieves' tools and silk rope and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Take all that.
Probably want to tie him up.
Yeah, tie him up. Take his weapons.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we definitely want to take his weapons. I'm not sure what good tying him up will do.
Unless we want to frame him for this whole thing.
He just won't be there when we get back. Like.
Yeah, that's true. Well, just take all of his stuff, and if he wakes up, he'll slink away into the darkness as is his way.
Surrounded by swans.
Yes. We could just leave him here naked, which is just funny.
Oh, let's just definitely do that. Good idea. I like that.
Also, you could use a new shirt. Do you also have the same size still?
I think so. It's close enough.
Soren, you're watching these two siblings strip their former lover of all of his possessions and clothes, and this was not the day you thought you'd start with, but you guys do all this. You've left him naked on a concrete floor, surrounded by swans who have settled back down. You've been very successful, and you have been able to thwart the people that have stood in your way.
Mm-hmm. Abby, we really need to find better people. Like, who would have thought we'd have one ex that just keeps turning up?
All right, so the door is before you, ready to be opened.
Ilaria, I feel like this is your jam.
Gosh, all right. Again, very solemnly to track my emotional journey. I guess I have the three keys.
You put them together into one key, basically.
Okay, and physically, do we put it in the door, or does it, like, do some magic stuff? I was imagining magic.
You don't need to make a roll, but you do use your magic to turn the key because it's very heavy and clunky. So go ahead and explain what that would look like.
All right. Well, the keys, once we fit them all together, I just kind of silently take it over to the door. It starts to glow a little bit, and I've just let it kind of raise on its own power. And fit itself, it kind of wants to go into the door. And then once it's fitted in, I just pull a little bit of sorcery to turn it. Just very, very full of effort, one of those types, as I'm so weak. I'm so weak.
So you turn the key, and yeah, it's the last bit of sorcery you have. You're going to need to rest a while, but the doors slowly come open. And as they are opening up, you see before you the glistening mounds of gold and silver and items all around, just thrown on the floor like a dragon's hoard. And in the center of the room, towards the ceiling, is a crystal heart that is probably about the size of one of the swans. It is beating. And Soren, you realize that this is Daenerys' heart. She's the heart of the city. This is her most sacred place where she presides most of the year. And you realize that the presence of your god kind of overcomes you. It's palpable. What do you guys want to do?
What were we after in here to begin with?
Trying to figure out what it was.
You were trying to figure out what was in here and what kind of treasure there might be.
Oh my god.
Yep. Definitely trying to figure out what treasure there was and how easy it would be to, you know, convert it into monetary funds, but it seems like someone did that for us already.
Yeah, that's step one is already done. So, Soren, would it be bad if we just grabbed a few, I don't know, handfuls or bagfuls and left?
Do you want to try to speak to her?
Yeah, I do, because I think this is an Ask Denari type situation.
We prevented an evil sorcerer from taking out her heart. All we want in return is a little payment, which is so capitalist.
Very much so.
For our pain and suffering, and also to repair our clothes.
Okay, yeah, she doesn't care, I don't think, but let me ask her.
What do you say to her?
My dearest goddess, I am not worthy to be in the presence of the heart of your greatness. I do want to ask, of course we will not touch your heart, but the treasure that is in here, will it harm you if we move some of it to our banks?
To our pockets.
Recirculate it.
She says to you, and no one else can hear it, Soren,
as you have saved me from certain death. If those who had seeked to get into this vault had succeeded, they would have been able to do much damage to me and to the city and to the people. I am in your debt. You may take whatever you can carry.
I am floored by your generosity, and I will forever serve you.
And she doesn't say anything else. So you guys can take as much of the treasure as you want. Basically, you all get 5 wealth. That's the max amount of wealth. You have a ton of gold.
5 total or 5 in addition to what we have?
We'll say 5 in addition to what you have. You've got gold in pockets, you've got chalices in backpacks, you've got all of this different stuff. And when you come back out and shut the door, Darius is gone, which you figured was probably gonna happen. And you go back out in the city and disappear, leaving behind a sorcerer's body and some sleeping swans.
We need to disperse the keys.
Well, I figure we'll give them to Soren, and then Soren, you can take them to whichever priest to lock them up so it's safe.
Or do we destroy the keys so no one else can do what just happened in the future?
There may be a reason that there's a door. So, yeah, I don't want to... Because if we never wanted it, just if they never, you know, had to go in there for some reason, it would have just been sealed with no key.
Right. You did just consult with the god herself. That's probably useful to do.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, take the keys. I don't want responsibility for any of them.
If you give the keys to the head of the church, who was the original owner, you will get an extra point in your allies with Church of Denari.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you guys did it. You were successful. You have a ton of gold and prestige. Not many people know, but you saved the city from sorcery trying to take over. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this first season we just got through. It was very cool. Thank you guys so much. Where can we find everybody? Let's start with Michelle this time.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music at Plate Mail Games through Drive-Thru RPG, or you can subscribe through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at SaintSpiderTV, all one word. And you can also find me at Twitch, twitch.tv/SaintSpider. Thanks.
Hey, y'all. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the usual spots. You can also find me here and playing games with Happy Jacks and sometimes on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's LADESI girl. And on the rest of the socials as Forgotten Saves. And you can also find me on Happy Jacks RPGs and It's Probably Okay Games on occasion.
I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on the socials. You can find my work on Battle Bards or Drive Through RPG under Plate Mail Games. You can find the podcast at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 and then Sided Stories. Come and follow along. We talk to people all the time on Twitter. And you can check out our website, which is 12 Sided Stories, all spelled out. If you want to help the podcast, check out our Patreon or give us a shout out or give us a review. Any of those three things would help greatly. We appreciate it. I'm, for one, really looking forward to coming back to these characters at some point. Jilted lover and all. So thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.